Good morning. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. Please help yourself to coffee and donuts. A big gratitude to our anonymous sponsor, Lezecha Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. We are on Perachav Beis of the Mesillas Yesharim. The Ramchal has been reminding us of the Midah Vanava, of Anivas, how to live with humility and modesty, to not allow the brachas, the talents, the gifts to be able to go to our head, to recognize they are all only on loan from Hashem. As quickly as we receive them, they could disappear, and they're never part of our permanent collection. We last left off, and the Ramcha was reminding us, Imashirhu, if you're wealthy and prosperous, Yismach b'chalko, be happy with what you have, and take what you have to help others. Imgiburhu, if you happen to be mighty or strong, you're in a position of power, Lazo l'koshlam l'hatzalashu, you should help out those who are less privileged, those who are more impoverished. L'mazeh doma l'mashar se abayis, shekolecha memuna al dvar ma, this is similar to all of those who are assigned duties or obligations within a home, within a company, within a job. Nobody shows off. Nobody flexes because they do what they're supposed to do. That's your job. That's what you get paid for. That's why you're contracted. That's what you're rewarded and compensated for. That's why you're here. Similarly with us, however we use our talents and skills, whatever we do to improve, repair, and redeem this world, one should never show off or be prideful, because that's why we're here, and that's why we have it. So a very interesting question in this commentary on Mesillas Yesharim. The Mashkiach of Dan Segel wonders, why all of a sudden in the parak, in the chapter of Anivas, of modesty, why all of a sudden is the Ramchal inserting these charge of chesed? Take the gifts that you have, wealth, wisdom, power, and use them to assist, to uplift others. Write another parak, write another chapter on chesed, the mandate and the mission to do chesed. This parak, after all, is about anivas, is about humility and modesty. What do the two have to do with one another? And he says so insightfully, so brilliantly, that the truth is, when a person lives with anivas, a person who's modest and humble, a person who feels the gifts and talents they have are on loan, will in turn use them to help others. The arrogant person feels they're all mine. I earned them, I achieved them, I accomplished them, I cultivated them, they're mine. I have pride, they're mine, they're for me, they're to advance me and my interests, my needs, my joy. They're not for anyone else. So humility and loving kindness go hand in hand. The person who lives with humility, who says, you know, I don't deserve any of this. I'm no more special, I'm no different, I'm no more deserving or entitled, so I don't deserve any of this. I must take what I have and use and help other people around me. Anivus and chesed go hand in hand, and the opposite, gaiva, the bal gaiva. When a person's arrogant and proud, when a person feels that it's all them, they don't want to share, it gets in the way, and that's why it all goes together. V'chein amru od, gemar chulun daf peites, lo merubcha mikol ha'amim, chashak Hashem b'chem, quoting a pasuk in Dvarim, not because you're more numerous than all the nations that Hashem love us, amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, banai, ani choshek b'chem, sh'afil k'shani mashpi alachem gedula, atem mematim atzmachem lefanai. Hashem says, you know why I love you? You know why I feel affection towards you? You know why I'm proud of you? Because even when I bestow greatness upon you, even though the Jewish people, disproportionate, we all know, number of Nobel Prize winners, disproportionate representation on the NASDAQ and the stock exchanges, disproportionate number of medical breakthrough, disproportionate spirituality and spiritual difference in molding and shaping this world, the Jewish people have accomplishment and achievement well out of proportion to the number of who we are. And yet, atem mematim atzmechem lefanai. But we turn to Hashem and we don't say, we could rest on our laurels, or we're entitled to deserving, or the world should bow down to us. Look how smart, look how accomplished, look how much we've contributed. We say we have to do more. What's next? How can we more impair and reprove the world? What can we do more to help the people around us? What next organization? What next institution? What next campaign? What next project? How can we do more to improve the world? Nasati gedula l'Avram, amar anochi afa ve'efer. He gave greatness to Avram. Literally, he promised Avram, v'agadla shemecha. He gave Avram greatness. He gave him fame and fortune. And what did Avram say? Now I'm all that. Now I can live and lean back and prosper. Said, no. Anochi afar ve'efer. I'm a nothing. I'm the dust of the earth. Nasati gedula l'moshe v'aron. Moshe and Aaron marched into the palace, we're reading now, demanded of Paro, the emperor of the world, let my people go. They ultimately triumphed and persevered because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Zeruah Netuyah, because of his miracles. They walked out and were proven right. And how do they respond? Not, wow, he's the emperor, he's the strongest, most powerful person on the planet, and we showed him that makes us the most powerful. Not what they said. What did they say? V'nachnu ma, who are we? What are we? We were simply recruited for this job. We have a mission. We have a tafkid in this world. We're doing what? As agents and shlichim of Hashem. Nasati gedula l'David. Hashem gave greatness to David HaMelech. Amar, v'anochi tolaz v'lo ish. Pasuk in Tehillim Perach of Beis. He says, I'm just a worm. I'm not even a man. I'm a worm. I'm a lowly worm. I'm future worm food. What, David HaMelech, because he was a king, a mighty warrior, the world's greatest poet, David HaMelech had riches. David HaMelech, did he swell with pride? He said, Anochi tolas, I'm a worm. That's why anivus is very, very difficult. It's challenging. The Ramchal didn't start off Mesillas Yesharim with it. It's not the first or the third or the 10th or the 15th chapter. Perech Chav Beis. We're all the way at the end of the book. Perech Chav Beis, chapter 22. When we've learned to live with alacrity and zeal and mindfulness and watchfulness, we've learned to live with tahara, we've learned to purge our bad habits, we've gone through chasidus, we've gone through these other midos, then we get to anivus, to anava. It's not simple. Counterfeit, fake, fraudulent anivus, humble brag, I'm so humbled to have been honored and I want the world to know and I'm posting the picture of who I met and where I was featured and what happened. That's easy. Counterfeit humility is easy. But genuine humility, as the Ramchal said, b'machshava u'b'maisa, both in our thoughts and in our actions, to genuinely and authentically reflect on our lives and say, I'm not deserving, it's not about me. I'm here only as the graciousness of Hashem. I serve at His pleasure. Why did I wake up this morning? What am I meant to do? Not, what are my rights and entitlements? What are my duties and obligations? What are my responsibilities? An anivus, a humility and a modesty. I've been positioned and I've been granted these gifts to make a difference for the people in this world, the people around me, most of all for Hashem Yisbarach, to fill this world in His image. That's hard. And that's why it comes towards the end of the Sefer. And yet, we have tremendous precedent. We have an incredible Mesorah. We have examples of all of our greatest leaders who, despite their greatness, their accomplishment, their achievement, they said, Anochi Afer Ve'efer, V'nachnu Ma, Anochi Tolas, Kol Zemim Asheina Alev Ayashem Aniech Atzman Litpatos, all these emerges from a truthful heart that will not be swayed by the virtues that one has. An individual knows well that due to other shortcomings that are inseparable, will not elevate him from a state of lowliness. In whatever area we excel, so you're sitting here right now, maybe you're good looking and handsome and athletic and you have physical prowess. Maybe you have artistic ability and creativity and entrepreneurship. Maybe you've broken through in business and you're prosperous and you're high earning and high achieving. Maybe you're incredibly brilliant, you have an impeccable IQ, a tremendous memory. Whatever gift that we have, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created to help us avoid ever becoming a Balgaiva, prideful, is we also have shortcomings. We have failures. We don't flaunt them. We don't show off about them. The world may not know about them. But when the door to our home is closed, when it's just ourselves and our device, our technology, our own thoughts, who are we and what do we bring? Are we so great? Are we so great in our punctuality? Are we so great in our davening, our kavana? Are we so great in the way we make brachos? Are we so great in intuiting to jump and leap to do chesed for others? Are we so great in shmiras anayim, shmiras abris? Are we so great? There's so many areas we could measure ourselves where we are not yet great, that even if in areas we've achieved and broken through for greatness, we should never swell with pride. Others may look at us and believe the hype, but we should look in the mirror and remember, we confront our shortcomings. We fight the battles of where it's not easy and we don't break through. And we should therefore use that, harness and channel that to remember that we still have a long way to go, that we still have a long way to go, and therefore to never swell with pride. And when we're humble, when we realize, wow, thank you. I'm so fortunate to either have a brilliant mind or a giving heart or to have broken through in business or whatever area we've achieved. Thank you. That doesn't entitle me to anything All it does is obligate me to take it and to use it to better the world. And that's why Anivas and Chesed go together. Continue 8:45, Living with Emunah. We'll pick up Amir Tz Hashem next week. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.